We're coming to you from the 65th annual Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, which is considered the Super Bowl of all boat shows. It's the largest in-water boat show, produces about $2 billion in revenue, gives us a big shot in the arm here in South Florida. So welcome. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss with FP Marine Group, and I have...
Rick Thomas with Yachting International Radio. I also host Yachting USA, but together, Kim and I are Yachting Unplugged.
That's right.
And Kim, this feels like the Super Bowl. We've gone through four quarters, tie game. We're now in overtime. It's been a crazy,
busy week. It has. And the weather hasn't cooperated, but the people have really been awesome. There's so many exhibits to see, so many boats on display. Education is a big initiative right now for the boat show. And entertainment. We have parties, and it's such a great time. So if you haven't made it to the boat show this year, you need to come to Miami or come to Fort Lauderdale next year because it is a scene.
Don't forget Palm Beach next year.
I think
that's one of my favorite
shows.
That's
right. I missed out on one of my favorites, Palm Beach, which is an up-and-coming boat show.
Yes, it is. So we're on the upper deck, the sun deck of Motor Yacht Unbridled. Unbridled is a 8-meter, 192-foot Trinity yacht built back in 2009. Mr. Jim Glidewell is the owner. Captain Liam has been our marvelous host. We have broadcast all week from this boat. And Kim, you were just on board for one of our seminars we did. We live streamed that around the world. We had viewers from Dubai and from Switzerland and from Europe and all over the world watching. Tell us a little bit about this panel you just came off of.
It was really exciting. It's, you know, there's obviously a few of us that have been in the business for many years, and there's also some fresh faces. But it was all about development. We were developing, talking about how we grew each of our brands and what we do in the industry, and giving words of wisdom to women and men, too, that are looking to make that next left and to step and to scale their brand or their business. It was really great.
Yeah. It was good hearing your story, too. I've heard it before. Thanks. But coming from your lips to our ears, it was great. And it was wonderful to have you on board.
Yeah, I can definitely say that my story is one of perseverance and really I'm taking a look and loving yourself first and realizing that you have to set boundaries and that you have to find happiness within yourself before you put that hand out there, give me your hand, and help someone else. And it's so important, that self-love first, and then you help someone second. And then from there, then the world is really your limit. And so get rid of the people that aren't doing it for you, that are holding you back, and the sky's the limit.
Well, I add to that the fear factor, because coming from my background, in just the last 2 years, I've gone through a couple reinventions, and they're scary, and as you're considering this change you're about to make, it's like, am I really going to do this?
Yeah.
But looking back, it's, for me, in my experience, it's been amazing. And I would encourage anybody who thinks they're on the hamster wheel right now and feels like it's time for reinvention, go for it. You only have one life to live.
No, I couldn't agree more. But you always have to say, Simon Sinek said, find your why, because it's not all about just putting, you know, content out there about in a bathing suit or what the lifestyle is. You have to have a higher purpose, and that higher purpose is sustainability of our industry.
Yes.
We cannot do all this unless we have a plan of sustainability. And so find your why, whether it be mine is safety and cancer, yours is obviously just getting the word out about how important yachting is, not just the economic side, but the financial side, the impact that a yacht brings to the communities that they are at.
We have talked about that in so many of the podcasts we've recorded this week. I keep talking about what I call the sacred trinity, and that is the owner and the crew and the asset, the boat and the shipyard support for the boat.
Absolutely.
And I say everything else is the fluffy stuff.
Yes.
And when you really focus on the owner and the crew and you get them working in a harmonious relationship, magic happens.
Couldn't be more.
What we're experiencing on board Unbridled this week. This crew's incredible. The owner is an amazing guy who's facilitated all this for us. And this has been our studio all week. Not too bad.
And it's no joke because you have the Moke.
Moke, I tell you what.
The Moke here.
You've seen these throughout the Caribbean, right?
So check out Moke America. FL stands for FortLauderdale.com. These things, I might just buy one.
Yeah.
Jason, wrap it up and send it to me.
Put a bow on it for her, though. Pink bow. It's appropriate.
Yeah, these are really cool. Great story. They're from the Caribbean, brought here to America by a serial entrepreneur. Great story. I can't wait to learn more about this product.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And it's like, these are the little things you see when you're paying attention and looking around this show. There's a thousand of these things that show up.
Yes.
And you just want to, you want to embrace what you can, and particularly if it furthers the industry or adds a little fun to the industry.
Absolutely. Well, let's get a little serious now. We're going to talk about the safety side of the marine industry. And we've really, with wavy boats and with qualified captain, there's been so much of a demand for what goes wrong on the water. And so we always, when we talk about and we highlight that, I really challenge these people that have those sites at the end of their post to say what could have happened to make it right.
Right.
So I challenge, you know, Aaron and all the people out there that have their own sites. If you're highlighting that, there needs to be a higher purpose. That safety, we have to lead with safety.
Yeah.
We unfortunately had a situation recently last week with Nautical Ventures. It was an unfortunate situation where one of the technicians who, I have technicians at my dealership, and one of the technicians, unfortunately, was not with us any longer. And so I want to talk about how important safety is.
Four others are still treated for burns. And it was a boat fire. It was an explosion actually happening during a fueling incident. And unfortunately, that's not a unique or first-time type of thing. It happens too often.
It does.
It's important, I think, as an industry, because it could happen, like you said, in a dealership like one of yours, could happen on a boat like this where you're carrying multiple tenders.
Absolutely.
And you have gasoline and diesel-powered vessels. The gasoline's more dangerous than the diesel because of the volatile nature and the way the gas fumes can settle in. And they're there. You can maybe smell it a little bit, but you don't understand or comprehend how dangerous it is.
You bring up a good point, smell. And so I had that accident happened on Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon. They were probably, who knows what the situation is. I can't comment
we're not going to speculate
on what happened. But Friday at 4:30, we all know what, we all want to get out of there, and who knows what the situation was. But I told my team on Monday, right after that happened, we had a safety meeting, gathered my team from the top of the organization down to, you know, the women that work the office. Because when you smell gas, that is stop and wait and aerate, as I call it. And so whether you're going in to do a service job on a boat or you are doing just anything, if you smell it, you have to stop. Stop and just let it go, take a break, call your mom or whatever.
Yep.
Let the boat aerate. Or if you feel more comfortable, just leave completely.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Eventually, those fumes, particularly if you have an appropriate blower system, can be evacuated.
Yes.
I talked to some captains about policies and procedures. There are a number of operations where there are written procedures for this. And one very good idea is if you're fueling a vessel, cease all other work on the vessel.
Yes, agree.
Be single-minded about what you're doing. Ideally, you would do that last, after you have everybody off the boat, after all the work's been done. Okay, we're done. We're ready to go. Let's put gas in this thing so it can be run.
Absolutely right. Nothing else should be done.
Yeah.
No vaping, no wet dry vacs. No battery chargers. Nothing can happen when fueling is taking place.
So, again, condolence to the team there at Nautical Ventures. More importantly, a teachable moment to the industry. Pay attention to this.
Absolutely.
And let's try to prevent these types of tragedies from happening.
As you know, safety is a big part of my platform now, and I'm emceeing the International Boating and Water Safety Summit next year. Really excited about that.
Will you let us help live stream that for you?
Yes, absolutely. I think you should definitely be involved. For those companies that really want to network with government officials, Coast Guard is there, FWC, all the parks, everyone is there, Mercury. And it's a great way for anyone looking to enter into that safety space or has a product that needs to promote it or talk about it on stage. Reach out to me, please, or the National Safe Boating Council who puts it on. It's an amazing event. I went last year. I was a keynote speaker, loved it so much that now I'm all in on boating safety.
I love that. I love it. I couldn't think of a more important subject matter to be part of, because
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, we're all loving being on the ocean. It's what soothes our soul. It's where we families come together and you build relationships, maintain relationships, create new relationships. But the ocean, she's unforgiving.
Yes.
She's beautiful, but she doesn't care. So I think it's really important that when we're encouraging people to get on the ocean and enjoy our beautiful waterways, we at the same time say, but do it with situational awareness, with care, with purpose. Safety first. Always safety first.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I have a saying that I incorporated boat smart from the start. And so we all have to start, whether it's the night before, folks, drinking, being tired, getting in your car, and getting on that boat when you're not 100% can also lead to a not-so-great day on the water.
Yeah, and a bad day of boating is no fun for anybody.
Exactly. Couldn't agree more. Well, you are responsible. Whoever's driving is responsible for their guests that are on the boat. So save that beer, pop that beer, you know, when you're at the dock or something like that, but always be smart about boating. Yeah.
Or do what I do. I've got an amazing 15-year-old son who's an incredible helmsman. I just let him drive the boat.
Nice.
If I'm going to have people on board, we're going to have a couple of cocktails or a beer or two. Tristan, you've got this.
I love it. So how's the boat show been?
Dynamic. I have lost my voice and regained it a couple of times. We were at the International Super Yacht Society's Design Awards
really
and gala.
Really nice in a tuxedo.
Thank you.
Your monkey suit.
Doesn't happen
great.
Very often, Kim.
But
it was a good time. It was amazing to see some really well-known Northern European shipyards really do well. So that was exciting. The International Seakeeper Society. We had Guy Harvey as our keynote speaker and our 2024 Seakeepers recipient of the Seakeepers Award of the Year. It was great to hear him talk and see our industry come together for more environmental mindsets, which is cool.
Again, so, ringing in the word sustainability.
Sustainability and accountability. And, you know, when you bring high net worth people together and you encourage them to look philanthropically at what they can do to help our oceans and help our industry and all that, it makes sense.
Absolutely.
So some really good industry events that happen here every year, and just the conversations that we're having on the dock have been amazing. We are only a couple days away, actually 2 days away from the most consequential election of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
Here in the United States.
Get out and vote, everybody.
Whoever it's going to be, vote, but do it. Don't sit back home. This is too important. So I will leave you with that. And Kim,
it's been an awesome show.
Yeah, this has been great.
Thanks for Mother Nature for pulling it through in the end, because it was a rough start. It got a little windy and rainy, too.
Yeah, we dived some raindrops in, but you're having a great hair day today.
Am I?
You are, absolutely. I like
rocking
that.
This look.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
so. Suzanne, for the little hair clip. I
she
appreciate it.
Yeah, I struggled myself, but I
know.
Figured just, you're
having
just
a bad
go with
thing.
It. Just, it's what I, it is what it is.
Well, so. it's no joke. The Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show was a success. We have Moke behind us. Check out Moke. Check out Unbridled for charter, or actually just any opportunity to get on this boat is a treat in itself.
This crew is incredible.
Yes.
This crew is incredible. And the chef's pretty good.
It was.
He does a good job coming out of the galley.
All right, everyone, whether you live, work, or play on the water, get on the water. If you're interested in crew opportunities, talk to Rick. He's the guy that knows everyone in crew.
Yep.
But living
Make
on the
happen.
Water, come to South Florida, call South Florida your residence,
yes.
And then you can buy a boat and enjoy the lifestyle all together.
And
so,
then,
Rick.
And until the next time you and I get together for Yachting Unplugged.
Let's do coffee on the beach again. That
coffee
was so much
on the
fun.
Beach.
6:30 or something like that. The sunrise earlier.
I love watching the sun come up over the Atlantic Ocean. Make it happen.
Look forward to it.
All right.
All right,
thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks for joining Yachting Unplugged. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
I'm out of here.